The Bantu village girls gathered late every afternoon, hopefully before dark, as the river spirits were not yet out and about, to go to the river and fetch water for the next day. They carried big pots that were quite heavy when filled, but they didn't complain, realizing everybody had to do their part to keep the community running, and besides, it was the only time they could easily all get together and share stories and show off new clothes and ornaments. Selakana was the most ornamentally bedecked of her age mates, and this had led to more than a little jealousy. It wasn't so much vanity on her part that caused her to be fully decorated, as marks of gratefulness that came from villagers she had helped and been kind to. They cheerfully repaid her thoughtfulness with gifts of a bracelet or a necklace, or tied the cherished ornamental knots in her hair.